Save over $200 when you book weekly stays with Vrbo this winter. If you haven't seen your college besties since, well, college, you need a week to catch up in a snowy cabin. Take a week-long vacation and save over $200. Book now at Vrbo.com.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back to Build Your Stoic Core. I'm your host, Madison Lane. And if you're anything like me, sometimes life feels like a never-ending game of who got on my last nerve. You know that feeling? Like you're carrying around this backpack full of grudges and resentments, just dragging yourself down with every step. Well, guess what? We don't have to live like that. Today we're diving into the powerful practice of forgiveness, not for them, but for ourselves. Because holding onto anger and bitterness is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. Now, before you start thinking this is some fluffy, be nice kind of episode, let me be clear. Forgiveness doesn't mean condoning what happened or forgetting it. It's about releasing the grip that negative emotions have on us, freeing ourselves from their toxic hold. Think of it like letting go of a heavy weight you've been carrying for way too long. So, how do we actually do this? Here are 5 key takeaways to remember. 1. Recognize your patterns. I've noticed how certain situations or people seem to trigger your anger quicker than others. Identifying these patterns can be like cracking the code to your emotional triggers. Once you know what sets you off, you can start to develop strategies for handling those moments differently. It's about becoming aware of your own reactivity, not blaming yourself for it. 2. Empathize even a little. I know this one sounds tough. Putting yourself in the shoes of someone who hurt you. Not exactly top of the feel-good list. But hear me out. Trying to understand their perspective, even if it doesn't excuse their actions, can sometimes create space for forgiveness. Maybe they were going through something difficult themselves. Maybe they made a mistake, but aren't inherently a bad person. Sometimes, a little empathy can help shift your anger into compassion. 3. Choose forgiveness. This is where the rubber meets the road. Forgiveness isn't a magic spell that erases the hurt. It's an active choice you make. It takes courage and effort, but remember, you're not doing this for them. You're doing it for you. Every time you choose forgiveness, you reclaim your power and break free from the cycle of resentment. 4. Release the need for retribution. Venting about the injustice can feel good in the moment, but holding on to the desire for revenge only keeps you tethered to the pain. Let go of the need for them to pay. That energy is better spent on healing and moving forward. Trust me, there's a lot more peace in letting go than in chasing justice. 5. Practice self-compassion. This one's huge. Be kind to yourself throughout the process. Forgiveness isn't always easy, and it might take time. Celebrate your progress, acknowledge your struggles, and remember that you're doing the best you can. Picture this. You're at a family gathering, and suddenly, BAM, your brother-in-law, brings up that old argument you had years ago. Your stomach clenches, and you feel that familiar anger bubbling up inside. Instead of letting it take over, you take a deep breath, remind yourself that holding onto this grudge is like carrying around a rusty nail in your pocket. It's just going to hurt you. You choose to let go, focusing on the present moment and enjoying the company of your loved ones. That's the power of forgiveness. It doesn't mean pretending everything is perfect. It means choosing to move forward with grace and strength, even when things are tough. Remember, forgiveness isn't a sign of weakness, it's a superpower. It allows you to break free from the chains of the past and embrace the power of the present moment. So, my friends, what will you choose? Will you let go of the anger, bitterness, and resentment that's holding you back? Or will you continue carrying that heavy backpack around? The choice is yours. Choose forgiveness, choose freedom, choose a life filled with peace and joy. Until next time, keep building that stoic core. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who needs a little reminder about the power of letting go. Let's spread the Love One podcast at the time.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.